USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The pro-critical race theory school board of Virginia's Loudoun County cut off public comment during a fiery meeting Tuesday as parents are angered over new school policies. Parents have criticized CRT as left-wing indoctrination and violation of parental rights. 259 residents signed up to speak during the public comment session. Only 50 were allowed to speak before the board declared an unlawful assembly. At least two people were arrested by armed police officers as parents cut off from speaking before the board remained in the room. Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed three bills Tuesday. Civics education will be expanded in Florida, including instruction about communist and totalitarian governments. And state universities will be prevented from blocking freedom of speech.
It's crucial to ensure that we teach our students how to be responsible citizens. They need to have a good working knowledge of American history, American government.
USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
What do Americans really want when it comes to voter reform? Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A new poll shows the majority of Americans support the ability to vote early, but also stricter ID laws. The Monmouth University poll shows more than 70% of people support making it easier for people to vote ahead of Election Day. That number jumps to 80% when it comes to people that support requiring a form of ID before a person can vote. Less than 20% thought early voting should be restricted and there should be no additional ID mandates. It comes as states are passing election reform laws after last November's election, and as the Senate takes up a bill that would set some federal standards for voting nationwide.
President Biden on Wednesday will unveil a zero-tolerance policy for rogue gun dealers accused of violating rules as his administration blames a national crime wave on guns and the COVID-19 pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden on Wednesday is projected to blame the crime waves across America on guns rather than post-protest tolerance for lawlessness and the human element. Another issue for the Biden administration is their lack of response to the U.S.-Mexico border crisis. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on the Senate Judiciary Committee calls their efforts incompetent on Fox News.
The Biden-Harris administration is incompetent and foolish when it comes to managing illegal immigration. They're literally telling people that we've sent to Mexico because they didn't show up for their asylum hearing. Hey, you can come back and start over again. The Biden administration supports eliminating cash bail, basically letting everybody out. Look at what's happened in New York. The cops arrest a guy Monday morning. They're out Monday afternoon. So all these policies are blowing up in the Biden-Harris administration's face.
Vice President Kamala Harris was assigned by President Biden to fix the problem. To date, nothing tangible has been done at the border to stop the massive flow of illegal immigrants, drugs, and sex trafficking. The vice president did visit Guatemala and Mexico and talk to leaders in those countries. Vanessa Bryan has settled her wrongful death lawsuit against Island Express. That's the company that owned the doomed helicopter in the crash that killed basketball player Kobe Bryant, their daughter Gigi, and seven others in February of 2020. But the terms of the settlement are confidential, and the court still needs to sign off on the agreement. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.